afternoon.
下午好。
We began a series of messages a year ago.
一年前我们开始的这一系列的讲道。
It covers basic disciplines for the Christian life.
它覆盖了基督徒生活里面应该有的基本的纪律。
Each message has covered a basic concept.
每一次的讲道都覆盖了一个基本的概念。
The topics are selected largely from the instructions given in the Bible to the churches.
主题的选择主要来自圣经中给教会的指示。
In all of this, we looked at how believers are to live together in the body of Christ.
8月份我们讨论过信徒们应该如何同基督的身体生活在一起。
In the next messages, we began to look at our specific relationships with one another.
接下来的讲道，我们开始讨论人与人之间的特定关系。There
were primarily three social relationships which concerned people in New Testament times.
在新约时代，有三个主要的社会关系。We
have looked at the first two.
我们已经讨论过前面两个社会关系。First,
there is the relationship of a husband and wife.
首先，丈夫跟妻子之间的关系。
Second, there is the relationship of parents and their children.
其次是父母和子女之间的关系。We
will consider the third relationship today.
今天我们将考虑第三个关系。In
the times of the New Testament, it was the relationship of masters and their slaves.
在新约圣经的时代，第三种关系是主人跟奴隶的关系。In
our culture, we can apply this to employers and employees.
今天在我们的文化里，我们可以把这第三种关系看成雇主跟雇员的关系。Might
be helpful for me to explain somewhat about slavery in the times of the New Testament.
在这里有必要解释一下在新约时代的奴隶制度。We
learn some things from sources outside the Bible.
在这里我想告诉你们一些关于圣经以外的事实。First,
the Roman government allowed and practiced slavery.
首先，罗马政府允许实行奴隶制度。Slavery
was not illegal as it is in today's Western countries.
今天在西方社会，奴隶制度是非法的。It
is estimated that at one point there were more slaves in Rome than free people.
根据估计，当时在罗马的奴隶比自由人还多。The
Roman economy eventually rested on the work of slaves.
当时罗马经济是依靠奴隶的工作来维持的。Second,
slavery was not simply serving someone else.
其实奴隶并不只是单单为别人服务。The
slave was a possession of the owner.
奴隶是主人的拥有物。The
slave had no personal rights.
奴隶没有个人的权利。The
owner had the right even to beat a slave.
主人甚至有权利打他们的奴隶。
A slave owner might kill a slave, but the government would not charge that owner with a crime.
主人甚至可能把他的奴隶杀了，当时的政府也不会指控主人。This
does not mean that slaves were insignificant or that masters always mistreated slaves.
这并不意味着奴隶们是微不足道，或者主人老是虐待他们的奴隶。Slaves
could be teachers, managers of households, or skilled artisans.
奴隶可能是家庭的老师，可能是家政或者熟练的艺人。Some
slaves willingly gave up their freedom and served good owners.
有些自由人，他们愿意放弃他们的自由，为好的主人当奴隶。We
should be interested in how the Bible itself views slavery.
我们应该对圣经如何看待奴隶制度有兴趣了解。
Paul encourages slaves who can get free to take that freedom.
保罗鼓励奴隶们，如果他们能够得到自由，争取那个自由。He
therefore sees freedom as better than slavery.
所以保罗认为得到自由是比做奴隶好。But
he did not support illegal means to gain that freedom.
但是他并不支持用非法的手段取得自由。
Philemon owned a slave named Onesimus.
腓利门拥有一名叫阿尼西姆的奴隶。
Onesimus ran away and escaped to Rome.
阿尼西姆逃到罗马。
There he met Paul and became a believer.
在那里他遇到了保罗，成为一名信徒。
Paul sent him back to his master, though he gave instructions to Philemon, which we find in the New Testament letter by that name.
保罗把他送回他的主人那里，在新约里，在腓利门书，保罗给腓利门的指示就在新约里的腓利门书里面。
Paul also, in the same verse in 1 Corinthians, tells those who are slaves that they shouldn't be troubled about being a slave.
保罗在哥林多前书第七章二十一节告诉奴隶们，你们不应该为奴隶身份而困扰。
Paul does not consider being a slave or being free as something of eternal significance.
保罗并不认为作为奴隶或者作为自由人有永恒的意义。
We find in the New Testament that the priority is not physical freedom or personal rights.
在新约里面，个人的自由或者个人的权利并不是最重要的。
The priority is to live godly wherever we are.
最重要的是能够过虔诚的生活。
So we find instructions in the New Testament on how believing slaves and believing masters can be godly slaves and godly masters.
所以在新约里面，我们从圣经得到指示，不管你是奴隶或者是主人，如果你信主，你能过虔诚的生活。
As I said at the start, I believe that the instructions to slaves and masters can be applied to our employment situation today.
正如我开始时所说的那样，我认为在圣经里面，圣经里给奴隶和主人的指示，今天我们可以把它应用到雇主跟雇员之间的关系。
Naturally, the circumstances are different.
当然，今天我们的情况是不同的。
We are not owned by our employers.
我们不是雇主的拥有物。
Laws restrict what can be done by an employer or an employee.
法律限制雇主和雇员的权利。
But we can argue from the greater to the lesser.
不管什么限制，什么法律，雇主或雇员，神是我们的主。
Slaves were extremely oppressed and were to act in a godly fashion.
在罗马时候，奴隶被压迫，信主的奴隶能过虔诚的生活。
We have greater freedom.
今天我们有更大的自由。
We should therefore be that much more able and willing to live godly.
因此，我们应该是更有能力，更愿意过虔诚的生活。
I would suggest 5 principles to follow in employer-employee relationships.
我建议五个原则来考虑雇主跟雇员的关系。
We find these in the various passages which deal with master-slave relationships.
这五个原则是来自圣经的不同段落里面关于奴隶跟主人的关系。
The first principle is full obedience.
第一个原则是完全服从。
Do what your boss says and what you know is his intent.
做你老板所说的，做你老板想要做的。
This may seem obvious.
这看起来像是理所当然的。
But when the boss is not watching, employees often do not do their job as the boss would want it.
可是当老板不在的时候，员工会偷懒吗？
They will do it if he is watching.
当老板在的时候，员工会凭着老板的意思去做。
For that reason, Paul writes, "Slaves, obey your earthly masters in everything, and do it not only when their eye is on you."
所以在哥罗西书第三章第二十二节，保罗说：“你们做奴隶的，要凡事听从你们肉身的主人，不要只在眼前侍奉，像是讨人喜欢的。”总要存心真诚敬畏主。
This, of course, excludes doing sinful acts.
这当然不包括做罪恶的行为。
Paul's words to the Ephesians make this clear.
保罗对以弗所人所说的话明确地指出这一点。
Slaves, obey your earthly masters just as you would obey Christ.
在以弗所书第六章第五节到第六节，他说：“ 你们做仆人的要惧怕战惊，用真诚的心听从你们肉身的主人，好像听从耶稣一般。
Did we go the way?
Yes,
that whole thing?
Okay.
Okay. We would not be doing the will of God if we sinned.
如果我们犯罪，我们不会遵行神的旨意。
We would not be obeying Christ if we sinned.
如果我们犯罪，我们不服从基督。
A contract might also define an employer-employee relationship.
一个工作合同定义一个雇主跟雇员的关系。
This would not exist in a master-slave relationship.
在主人跟奴隶的关系里没有工作的合同。
But a contract is in one sense a legal boss.
在某种意义上，合同就是法律的老板。
The human boss can only demand what the contract allows.
老板只能要求工作的内，老板只能要求在工，在合同的内容里面。
Within those bounds, an employee is to do what a boss demands.
在合同的内容里，员工必须做老板要求的。
There are numerous reasons why employees are tempted not to obey.
有许多原因使员工不想服从。
Some people are lazy.
有些员工是懒惰的。
Sometimes we may not understand the reason for a job or the way we are to do it.
有些时候我们不明白为什么老板要我们做这个工作，我们也不明白为什么老板要我们这样做这个工作。
Some are therefore tempted not to do it the way they are told.
所以有些员工不想根据老板的意思去做。
Some may argue that they are not paid enough.
有些人可能会争执说，如果根据老板的意思去做，
But none of
他要，但他们想得到更高的薪水。
But none of these are excuses for the follower of Jesus.
但是真正相信基督的不会用这些借口。
This does not exclude respectfully offering suggestions.
这并不排除作为雇员，你可以把你的想法建议给你的老板。
But even if the suggestions are not accepted, we should still obey.
但是如果你的建议不被接受，你还是应该服从跟接受。
The next principle is sincere motivation.
接下来的一个原则是真诚的动机。
Employees should sincerely submit to their employers.
员工应该真诚地提交给他们的雇主。
In Ephesians, Paul writes, Slaves, obey your earthly masters with sincerity of heart.
在以弗所书第六章第五节，保罗说，你们做仆人的，要用真诚的心听从你们肉身的主人。
To the Colossians, he writes the same.
在哥罗西书第三章第二十二节，他也同样这么说。
Slaves, obey your earthly masters with sincerity of heart and reverence for the Lord.
他说，你们做仆人的，要凡事听从你们肉身的主人，不要只在眼前侍奉，像讨人喜欢的，总要存心真诚敬畏主。
We should be good workers because we fear the Lord.
我们应该做好的员工，因为我们敬畏耶和华。
We realize that He is watching and He is judging our actions.
我们意识到耶和华时时在视察跟评判我们的行动。
We do not work just to be seen by the boss.
我们不只是看老板行事。
We should do a good job even when others do not see.
我们应该把工作做好，甚至没人看着我们。
This is contrary to the way people normally are.
这是违背常人的方式。
There is a saying for the workplace which reveals the way people are.
有一种说法，它解释人们在工作场所的思路。
Don't expect what you cannot inspect.
不要指望不能检查的事。
People tend to do only what will be seen.
人们往往只做将会被看到的事情。
Paul wrote to both the Colossians and the Ephesians that slaves should not work merely to please men or when the boss is watching.
保罗写信给哥罗西跟 保罗在哥罗西书跟以弗所书里面说，奴隶不应该仅仅是为了取悦他人或者老板而干活。
This is a common problem.
这是一个常见的问题。
We should work differently because we serve the Lord and not men.
我们应该用不同的态度来工作，因为我们是为主服务，而不是为人服务。
Our motivation is not to be seen by men or to please men.
我们的动机不应该是因为有人看着我们工作，也不应该是以取悦他人为目标。
Our motivation should be pure.
我们的动机应该是纯的。
We should desire to please Jesus.
我们的动机应该是以渴望得到耶稣的喜悦为主。
This leads directly to the third principle.
这把我们带到第三个原则。
We should have a perspective that focuses on the Lord Jesus.
我们的目标应该是以
We serve,
以耶稣为焦点。
We serve Jesus.
我们为耶稣服务。
Think of the type of work that a slave in New Testament times might have had to do.
想想在新约的时代，奴隶可能做的工作。
A slave might have worked in the hot fields.
一个奴隶可能必须在热天田里工作。
A slave might have had to clean out animal stalls.
一个奴隶可能得清理马房。
Their jobs might have been dirty and menial.
他们的工作可能是肮脏跟卑贱。
But Paul told them to do this work as serving Jesus.
可是保罗告诉他们，不管你做什么，都为耶稣服务的态度做事。
With the right motivation, we are serving Jesus in a hot kitchen at home.
有了正确的动机，我们能够在艰难的条件下通过我们的工作为耶稣服务。
We can serve Jesus sweeping a floor.
我们可以以清洁女工的身份为耶稣服务。
We can serve Jesus typing a letter.
我们可以以打字员的身份为耶稣服务。
The actual work hardly matters.
什么身份，什么活，并不是最重要的。
We should do it for Jesus.
重要的是为耶稣而干活。
We recognize that ultimately we will be judged by him.
我们意识到我们最终将被他评判。
He will evaluate our work, whether it is to his glory or not, whether it is done with proper motivation or not.
他将评估我们的工作，是否是以他的荣耀而做，是否是以正确的动机而做。
Jesus is our true employer and much more.
耶稣是我们真正的雇主，超越我们人间的雇主。
He is our master.
他是我们的主人。
We are not our own.
我们并不是我们自己的主人。
We have been bought with a price.
他付出高价把我们买回来。
Therefore we serve him.
因此我们为他服务。
Up to this point, the slaves' masters were probably nodding their heads.
说到这里，主人肯定是高兴的点头。
They would have been happy that Paul was instructing their slaves on proper behavior.
他们高兴的是保罗指导奴隶们什么是正确的行为。
The next principle, however, hits them as well as their slaves.
接下来的原则牵涉到主人，同时也牵涉到奴隶。
It affects employers and employees alike.
这个原则牵涉到雇主和雇员。
There will be divine justice.
神圣的正义是有这样的一回事。
Anyone who does wrong will be repaid for his wrong, and there is no favoritism. Colossians 3:25.
在哥罗西书第三章二十五节，保罗说：“那行不义的必受不义的报应，主并不偏待人。”
Both masters and slaves, employers and employees, may attempt to excuse their own actions.
主人和奴隶，雇主和雇员，可能都会尝试原谅自己的所作所为。
Slaves may have wrongly wanted revenge.
奴隶可能想报复，这是错误的。
They may have felt that masters were unfairly favored by God.
他们可能认为上帝不公平地偏待主人。
They may have excused their laziness or theft because they were only slaves and had a hard life.
他们可能原谅自己的懒惰跟偷窃，因为他们过的是艰苦的生活。
Masters and employers may attempt to excuse themselves.
主人的雇主可能会尝试原谅自己的所作所为。
After all, the person who owned us, who had a slave, owned that slave.
毕竟主人拥有奴隶嘛。
They could do legally to that slave what they wanted.
在法律的保护下，主人想要如何对待他们的奴隶，就可以如何对待他们的奴隶。
They were better, in their opinion, than their slaves.
他们认为他们比他们的奴隶好。
Employers may even be the company owner.
雇主甚至可能是公司的老板。
It's their company.
这是他们的公司。
They are paying the employee to do what they want.
雇主支付雇员薪水，是因为雇主要雇员做他们想要做的事。
The boss is the boss because he or she thinks they're better than the employee.
老板是老板，因为他比雇员强。
But God guarantees justice.
但是上帝保证公正。
The theft, whether $1 million, embezzlement, or the pocketing of a pen, will be brought to light and judged.
盗窃，无论是纳用$1,000,000，或者私吞一支笔，都将会被败露和判断。
Taking advantage of a tight job market and insisting on more work without pay will be judged by God.
趁着紧张的就业市场，无加薪的要求雇员做更多的工作，这种态度将会被神审判。
God will ensure justice.
神将确保正义。
If you are a boss and responsible for the work of others, be careful what you demand.
如果你当老板，你对你的雇员要要求的时候，你要小心。
Are you asking more than is possible within the time and resources available?
在你给的时间跟资源里，你的要求是合理的吗？
Would you want God to treat you the same way?
想想看，如果神这样要求你，你认可吗？
The final principle continues to focus on the masters, but should not be lost on the slaves.
我们讨论的最后一个原则关注于主人，但也包括奴隶。
There is a spiritual equality between master and slave.
从属灵的角度来看，主人和奴隶是平等的。
Paul had introduced this principle earlier in chapter 3.
这个原则在第三章第十一节，保罗说，在基督里，奴隶或自由人无差异。
Verse 11 says that in Christ there is neither slave nor free.
保罗在以弗所书提醒说，
Okay. In Ephesians, Paul reminds them that the Lord rewards everyone, whether he is slave or free.
保罗在以弗所书提醒说，主奖励每一个人，无论他是奴隶或者自由人。
Then he particularly reminds the masters that they and their slaves have the same master in heaven.
然后他特别提醒主人们，在天上，他们和他们的奴隶都有相同的主。
Whether slave or master, whether employer or employee, the Lord is master of us all.
不论你是雇主或者雇员，主人或者是奴隶，神才是我们所有人的主。
Particularly if you are a believer and you have people who report to you, you should remember that you and they are both responsible to God.
如果你是一个信徒，你有下属，你应该记住，你们都得对上帝负责。
Do you wish to be treated by God in the same way that you treat those who report to you?
当你对待你的下属时，你应该问这样的一个问题。神如果这样对待你，你同意吗？
Do you treat them with an awareness that they too must give account to God?
你对待你下属的时候，你有没有意识到你的下属也必须给神交代？
We certainly should not put them in a position which would cause them to come in conflict with God's moral laws.
作为雇主，你对你下属的要求不应该导致他们的行为 和神的道德法律发生冲突。
God is concerned about our workplace.
上帝关心我们的工作场所。
But too often Christians miss God's priorities and elevate their own.
但是往往基督徒把自己认为重要的放在首位，把神认为重要的放在其次。
We want and perhaps pray for better working conditions, higher pay, and more comfortable job.
我们或许会祈祷更好的工作条件，更高的薪水，更舒适的工作。
Those who are bosses may want better employees or better productivity.
当老板呢，可能想要得到更好的员工或者更高的生产力。
God wants us to seek His righteousness and His kingdom.
神要我们寻求他的公义和他的王国。
Other things, even like the basic needs of food and clothing, follow after this priority.
基本的生活需求，比如食品、服装，都其次于他的公义和他的王国。
This principle could actually be extended to all three of the social relationships which we've considered in the last months.
这个原则其实上可以运用到在过去几个月里面我们已经讨论过那三个社会关系。
Our love for God must exceed all else.
我们对上帝的爱必须大于一切。
We should love Him with all our heart, soul, and mind.
我们应该全心、全意、全灵魂地爱上帝。
We should pursue His righteousness and His kingdom in our marriages, in our families, and in our workplace.
不论是面对我们的婚姻关系，或者是面对我们的工作关系，或者是面对我们的家庭关系，我们都应该以追求上帝的公义和上帝的王国为主。
We should love the person next to us, our neighbor, as we love ourselves.
我们应该爱他人如爱自己，比如邻居，我们周围的人。
The person next to us may be our employee or our boss.
我们周围的人可能是我们的员工，也可能是我们的老板。
We should have the same concern for our boss or employee as we have for ourselves.
我们应该待人如己，关注我们的老板或者关注我们的员工，如同关注我们自己。
We should put out the same effort to benefit our employer, employee, as we put out to benefit ourselves.
为我们自己受益，我们付出；为我们的员工或者雇主受益，我们也应该付出。
Paul began the section concerning these relationships in Colossians with these words in verse 17. Whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father through him.
保罗在哥罗西书这么说，不论做什么，或说话或行事，都要奉主耶稣的名，接着他感谢父神。
All our actions, all our social interactions should be able to bear the name of the Lord Jesus.
我们所有的行动，我们所有的社会互动，都应该以主耶稣基督的名作为动机。
The way we speak to or about our boss should be able to come from the lips of Jesus himself.
当我们和我们老板说话的时候，或者我们讨论我们老板的时候，应该有耶稣的像。
The way we speak to or about an employee should be able to come from the lips of Jesus.
当我们和我们的雇员说话的时候，或者讨论我们的雇员的时候，应该有耶稣的像。
What we say or do, we should do in the name of the Lord Jesus.
不论我们说什么或者做什么，我们都应该以主耶稣基督的名而做。
As we do so, remember also to give thanks to God the Father through him.
与此同时，我们得感谢父神，通过他一切才有可能。
God has provided forgiveness of sin.
神赦免罪。
Our sin was a greater debt to God than any problem an employer or employee has caused.
我们的罪就是对神的债务。这个债务远远超过任何雇主或雇员所能发生的任何问题。
God has given believers a new life.
神给信徒一个新的生命。
He has given us His Spirit.
他给了我们他的灵。
He's using even difficult situations to make us more like Jesus.
神甚至使用更困难的局面训练我们，使我们更像耶稣。
Do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through Him.
我们做一切都奉主耶稣的名，借着他感谢父神。
Amen.
Amen.